Yes, tonight is a good Friday, and we want to thank God for all the opportunities that He has availed to us as His children and as His people. And we are grateful for the finished work on the cross. It wasn't easy. Hallelujah. It wasn't easy for somebody who chose to come and die for someone. Hallelujah. Based on the fact that they were just obeying an instruction from a father that they will die just so that me and you will have a partaker or will become a partaker of the heavenly call, which means that it was a feat that requires respect and value from me and you who came to be beneficiaries or those who benefited from the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so tonight, I want us to take a moment to begin to go deeply into the Word of God and see how far we can be able to enjoy all the benefits of the cross. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Amen. The Bible says in
Amen.
Luke chapter 23, thereabout, the Bible says that these soldiers, they started whipping and doing all the things that they had to do. And it was an assignment for the father to use the son as a clause of being able to connect me and you back into the things of the kingdom. Because the Bible says that we were far away from the throne of grace, and his mercy was nowhere near our covering. And for him to get us back on track, he needed to send his son Jesus Christ to come and die. Though I don't believe that today, 29th of March, is the day of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we still celebrate for so long as somebody saw it fit to set a date for it, we will celebrate it. Hallelujah. We will celebrate it. Amen. And the Bible says that
Amen.
they whipped him up to a point where he lost the comeliness of a man or the similitude of a man, which means that he lost his physical figure. And all this process that he went through, it was something to make sure that me and you, we have the privilege of accessing the Father. Amen. Amen. Today, I posted on our platform, was it today or yesterday, a kingdom access, how we can gain access to the Master. And I don't know how many of you were able to listen to that for free. Hallelujah. I sent it for free and I needed you to listen to it for free for yourself. So it's an opportunity for somebody to go out there and listen to the kingdom access. The things that Jesus Christ did so that it gave me and you the chance to be in front of the Father. Amen. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 23
Amen.
that they lifted him up on a wood in a wooden pole and dropped the pole into a hole in the ground. Then Jesus spoke for the first time, on the cross. You know, everything that went on, the beatings and all the slappings, the struggle to come to the place of the burial and everything that went on, he never spoke a word because he had an assignment, and the weight of the assignment was so much that if he make the least mistake of sharing a word or speaking up, based on the energy that was coming out of him, he might have said something that would not benefit us. But you know, when Jesus Christ composed himself, carried the weight of the cross and all with all the beatings to the place of the burial or the place of the crucifixion, the Bible says that the first word that came out of his mouth was this: the Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The men who were nailing his
Amen.
hands to the cross and those who were piercing his side with a sword, and every one of them, they thought that they had a command and responsibility to do something special, you know, because they said, kill him. And so they were doing what they can do to make sure that they remove him. But little did they know that they are. Actions were actually producing results that was positive for my negative reactions. Hallelujah. The actions of the
Amen.
soldiers who were whipping the master, nailing him on the cross, all those negative actions that was going on, the reactions of that was positive for my negative reactions. Whatever I have done wrong, or whatever I did wrong, and whatever you and I, we have done wrong, now, tomorrow, and even in the time to come, every one of those has been taken care of by the actions of our Lord Jesus Christ with the work of these soldiers on the cross. Hallelujah. So the activities on the cross actually marks of something very important to my heart. Amen. It marks something of a great importance to the Christendom. Unfortunately, a lot of people have centered and zeroed in on only that small aspect and have neglected the bigger picture. Amen. So we see men and people having the cross on their neck, you know, and yet there is no message of the cross in their heart, just to show that they believe in Christ. One time they were interviewing a young girl, very beautiful girl, in a studio, and I was watching it. And a pastor was interviewing the girl. The girl was raised in a Christian home, and yet his lifestyle was a professional porn star. And so the man of God who was interviewing her was asking her so many questions, but the girl was a Christian. She says she's a Christian, and she even proved out, pulled a cross, a crucifix from his from her chest, and showed it to the guy. Said, "Look, I am a Christian." And he said, "So do you think that God is proud of what you are doing?" And that choked the girl. So do you think this is the job, that the work on the cross of Calvary, this is what Jesus expects you to be doing, and stick a cross on your neck as if that is what makes you a Christian, or that is what helps your conscience to feel that you are a child of God? Hallelujah. Amen. But Jesus said, "Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them." That was the first statement of the cross. The message that came out when he was hanging in there, looking at all these people all over, and these innocent brothers, and they were doing their job as soldier men and all that. I want us to pray in the name of Jesus Christ that from January to now, anyone who has offended you, anyone who has done you wrong, anyone who has deliberately made life harder and difficult than it should be, I want us to stand in the name of Jesus Christ today and be genuine before God and say, "Father, we ask for mercy in the name of Jesus Christ for these people. Lord, forgive them. For they did not know what they were doing or they are doing. They don't know. Some of them, they are doing all these things as if that they were doing it in favor of the Sanhedrins, the Sadducees, and also the chief priests and all those who gave the command. I want us to take the moment and say, we are praying for the person who is causing us pain. Those who are causing us pain, say, "Father, forgive this one. Forgive them in the name of Jesus Christ," because that was the statement from the cross.
Amen.
And then after that, after we have asked for forgiveness for these ones, then we can ask for forgiveness for ourselves, that, "Lord, we also, we may have erred somehow, the words of our lips, the meditations of our heart, the things that has gone on within the confines of our minds. We don't know how good they are in your heart and in your eyes. For God knows and sees the heart. And for that matter, whatever it is that's going on in there, he can know and see it." Let's pray and ask him in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's ask him, the Father, we ask for your mercy. Forgive these people who are causing us pain in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, together as a family, we come before you, not in our righteousness, but we are asking, oh God, in the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ, that everyone that has erred against us, those who have caused us pain, those who have caused us difficulties, those who have caused us any trouble, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, forgive every one of them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, the Lord, those who are deliberately causing life difficult and painful for us to endure, today we let go. We say in the name of Jesus Christ, now you too forgive them. Father, forgive them.
Yes, forgive them.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus, for those who are the word of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask, O God, the Lord forgive them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to pray for ourselves, and we are asking the Lord to forgive us, you know, because the things that Jesus went on the cross to endure, sometimes we don't carry the glory that is deserving of Him. And so wherever we have fallen short, against the will of God, against His purposes and His will, today may His mercy prevail for us, and may He forgive us also. In the name of Jesus, whether His church members, whether His body of Christ, whether the whole clergy as a whole, we are asking the mercies of God, because there are some things that we hear from other lips and from other platforms and other places. You can see for sure that people have not shown the glory of the Father properly well. And we are asking for mercy as a body of Christ, because what Jesus did was something that we've got to value. Hallelujah. Let's pray and ask for mercy for ourselves in the name of Jesus. Spirit of God, we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that Father, you forgive us. Forgive us of our negligence. Forgive us of our disobedience. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our errors. Forgive us of our inability to sustain the moment, O God, with you. Forgive us of not valuing the work on the cross of Calvary. Forgive us of not being able to even value one another. We ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ today, O God, as we are celebrating the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are remembering this day, we are asking for mercy on every side. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are asking for mercy. Forgive us, O God, forgive us, for we don't deserve to be forgiven. We don't deserve the salvation on the cross. We don't deserve any of them. But Jesus Christ took upon himself to make us qualify. And so he hung on the cross just for me and for the rest of the families across board. And so tonight we pray that please, in the name of Jesus Christ, Haba Dobrande Karotai, Vandolo Boshada, Ahanzodia Parola Cabra Sabania, Lopez Savoni Cabra Sodia, Honsodia Cabaraba Sodia Carada, Ahan Sandolo Cadoro, Ahansodia Prasa Vioraba. We pray thee in the name of Jesus Christ, the Father. We pray, Father, forgive us. Father, forgive us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, family. Another thing that he spoke of is also found in Luke chapter 23, verse 43. Luke chapter 23, verse 43. The Bible said that... He said to him that, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Today you will be with me in paradise. But the situation that happened at that time was a little bit challenging. That an innocent man who has received all kinds of false accusation, and for him to be able to be whipped up, at least the best place to be was to be hanged on a cross, where separately from everybody else, but they kept him in between two thieves. They considered him as an armed robber and as a thief. And then from there, one of the brothers also had the audacity to speak negative or vile about him and said, listen, if you are the Son of God, save yourself and save us also. Hallelujah. Sometimes when people go through challenges, they don't know how to control their situation. They don't know how to control themselves in the midst of the difficulties. Hallelujah. Whenever there's distraction or confusion around some people, they don't know how to shout out and shut themselves in and spend time with God, and they vent their frustration on others. And Jesus Christ, the innocent man, was the one that was receiving those kind of abuse, to let the man feel that he has said something positive, he opened up and began to say all those kind of words. And the other on the other side spoke to him and said, "Listen, brother, me and you, we deserve to be smacked. We deserve to be punished. We deserve to die. But him, for sure, we know that he has done no error. And yet, these people want to kill him. So please, keep your mouth shut." And that was the moment that Jesus Christ gave the audacity to this brother that I'm opening the portals of heaven to you. You know, one day we'll talk about it. How on earth did I get here? We'll talk about that. Hallelujah. How on earth did this brother go to heaven? It's something that is a mystery and something that defies all the odds of our Christian understanding and know-how. Hallelujah. Because he never went to Bible classes. He never went to baptism classes. The brother was never baptized in water and in even the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He only spoke the possibilities of what the Father had done on the cross through the Son Jesus Christ. He said, "Lord, when you get out there, remember me. Remember me. Remember me." The way we think and we know is that we have to go through all the gymnastics and all the other stuff that we talk about. It's all good. Whilst we are on earth here, it's all good. But when the time is that narrow, when you have 11:59, you know, and it's almost from few seconds to 12 midnight for you to check out onto the other day, the next day, then you don't have much time to go through all that. And Jesus Christ said to him that, "Do not fear." Masambra.
Amen.
"Truly, I say to you that you will be with me in paradise."
Amen.
"Paradise." Which means that if I can connect with Jesus Christ on the basis of his deity and the work on the cross, then he can actually shorten the process of my journey to the presence of the Father. Tonight, any journey we are making before the Father, may the Lord Jesus Christ, may his death shorten the journeys for us in the mighty name of Jesus. That's the first prayer point. The
Amen.
Father, speed my process in your presence. Speed my process in your
Amen.
presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The brother was a thief. He was condemned to die, and he actually was hanging on the cross to die, and his death hadn't come yet, but he was able to squeeze in the narrow space of time to be able to get to the master. Tonight, let's pray. The Father, I ask of your mercy that speed my process to your presence, to the place where you need me to achieve what you want me to achieve in your presence. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord have mercy. Let's pray. Let's pray. As a family, let's pray. In the name of Jesus. You are the one that knows our journey and our frame. And you understand the needs of our lives tonight. Lord, we are not asking much. But Lord, we pray that the grace that you opened the portals of this man who was on the cross with Jesus Christ and requested that the Lord will remember him in the paradise. So we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord remember us also. Speed up the process of our access to your kingdom, to your presence, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may we never lose the ground and the opportunity to have the privilege of face to face to enjoy the light of your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, help us to get to the place of your presence. Lord, we pray that remember us, O God, with your mercy and with the speed that we need in our life to achieve the
Amen.
things that we need to achieve, the purposes of God that we need to achieve them. In the mighty name of Jesus, wherever there has been delays, wherever there has been things to prolong matters that we cannot achieve it in speed and in time, Lord, remember our frame, oh God, but we don't have it all day. And that is why we are asking for mercy, that remember us even in paradise. In the name of Jesus Christ, remember us, oh God. Father, remember me, oh God, when you come into your kingdom, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. To the joy and the privileges of eternal life, we pray for full access to God in the name of Jesus Christ. In the hope of God of yours for this man, we believe that Lord God, you can give us a new hope also and give us the opportunity to access your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We trust you, O God, that you will take us there. We thank you for the privilege of the speed of the access to your kingdom, access to your throne room, access to your grace, access to your mercy, access to your power, access to your resources, access to anointing, oh God, to be able to lead, to guide, to help and to heal, to raise the dead, oh God, and to cause those who are blind to see, to cause those who are deaf, oh God, and they cannot hear, oh God, those who are deaf, oh God, they can hear clearly what you want them to hear. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray, oh God, the Lord today remember us with you, remember us, oh God, in paradise, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are the King of glory. You are the Lord that cares for us. In Jesus' precious name, be thou exalted forever, oh God.
Amen.
Be thou exalted forever. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The brother had breakfast with the devil, lunch with demons, and yet his dinner and his supper he had with the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it amazing?
Amen.
Isn't it amazing? Hallelujah. Yes. A man who was destined for hell, for sure, he was going there. And is right on the brink of eternal destruction because of his openness of mind and willingness to respect who Jesus Christ was, gave him divine and full access to all the joy and privileges of eternal life. Tonight, I pray in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ that may the Lord open the same privilege unto you and
Amen.
Unto us all in the mighty name of
yes.
Jesus.
Amen.
The privileges
yes.
of
Amen.
Eternal life, the privileges of good health and vitality, the privileges of the forgiveness of the Master in the mighty name of Jesus, the privileges of escaping eternal destruction in the name of Jesus. May he give us the privilege of divine to the joy of heaven in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Whatever
has been the battlefield, may the Lord, may the Lord, may the Lord favor us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord said, I truly say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There's a book
Praise
out
the Lord.
There. A man wrote a book called Heaven. How did I get here? How did I get here? Amen.
Amen.
How did I get here? Hallelujah. And the third place that he began to pray, or he began to speak, was the necessity of making sure that the mother was not left alone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that when Jesus saw his mother and the disciples whom he had loved standing nearby, he said to his mom, he said, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciples, "Behold your mother," which means that the mother now was not left alone. So all brothers and sisters on the platform, everyone that is listening to me today, please listen to me carefully. This is the responsibility that everyone must hold dearly to your heart. that if Jesus Christ was concerned about his mother, to make sure that his mother was kept in good hands, please, let us make sure that our mothers or our parents are also kept in good hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It is something Amen. Of a great importance to us all. That is why the Bible says that we have to honor our mothers and our fathers. Hallelujah. So that Amen. Our lives may prolong. Amen. Though the life of the master had come to an end, yet he managed to secure the necessity of the mother. So these 11 people who were surrounding him, he said to them, that, listen, brothers, these is your mother and mom, you are not alone. From today, these are your sons, so keep them near. That is John chapter 19 verse 26. You can find that scripture over there. John chapter 19 verse 26. I jumped to that place. Very important. Hallelujah. I want us to pray
Amen.
For our earthly parents. I want us to pray for our earthly parents and those proxy parents, those whom we have taken as mothers and as fathers. Hallelujah. One of my mothers gave me this thing, you know, this thing around my neck. One of my mothers gave it to me. Yeah, so I always cherish it very well. I don't use it very, very regular. You know, I always take it only at important occasions because I love it. Hallelujah. I love it. And I want us to pray and say, Father, may your hand be on our parents and those that we have valued to be parents. It can be a young man or a young girl whom you feel that you want to give that honor to. It is all right. Let's pray for them and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that the Lord will sustain their lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And after Amen. That, I'll pray for all the mothers and the fathers on the platform by the message of God. Let's pray. Let's bless the mothers in our lives. Hallelujah. Let's pray for them. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father,
in heaven,
for all the mothers,
our
vertical mothers, for our adopted mothers, for our proxy mothers, for mothers, those women who are stood in there, in there for us, and daughters, standing and organized our life. We pray today in the name of Jesus Christ for their life. If Jesus Christ said that, Lord, we don't want my, I don't want my mom to be left alone, but rather I will leave her with a companion of those that I have trained. May we stand together in the name of Jesus Christ. For 33 years, Jesus Christ was the Son of Mary according to the flesh, but he was also the Son of God, and he had to go. And he managed to do that to keep him and to keep her safe in the hands of these apostles. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that all these mothers that are stood in for us, wherever they are, whether alive or wherever they are found, we pray your blessings to be upon them. We ask for your sustaining grace to sustain them. We ask your power to be with them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Tonight, we stand together as a family to release your spirit of comfort over their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Comfort them, O God. Comfort them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, those who are stooding as mothers for us, those who are stooding as fathers for us, every mother on this platform today, I pray your blessings for them in the name of Jesus. Your blessings will divine comfort as Jesus Christ will make
Amen.
In the care of the mother and the mother in the care of the disciples. I call for angelic hosts for these mothers in the mighty name of Jesus, that send angelic help, oh God, sustain them in their going out, sustain them in their rising up, sustain them in their sitting down, sustain them in their coming in, sustain them in everything that they do in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of the mothers are carrying so much weight in their hearts. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Lord, relieve them of those pressure and let your joy divine fill their hearts, knowing for sure that they give birth to sons and daughters of great value. And let their heart be pleased to know that you use them to train and raise their children in a way that will be pleasing to your heart. and let them, oh God, stand and know that they are not alone, because there is a help from heaven to them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, any mother that has stood in crying, any mother that has stood in lamenting and wondering how long shall my son come home, how long shall my daughter be respectful and stay on course, how long shall my child, my baby, will be able to do what is right. Today I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that turn the story in favor of these mothers. Turn the story in favor of these mothers and let them smile for joy, knowing that their effort has never been in vain. Their works has never been in vain. Their activities has never been in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, Shalom Sangra Telekada, Parabros Cabrondia Tea, Alando Mosambaria Carodo, Avio Paradigra Tomasini, Zatalano Samino Cabari, Azoprandia Pos Casubo, Rapere Cratumasita, Azibrondia Corobros Caba, Alandia Corobros Cavia Pat, Azaprandia Torobrasa, Ajan de Caronomosa, Parabos Cabosaya. We choose you to help us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Deploy angelic hosts for mothers. Deploy angelic hosts for fathers. Deploy angelic hosts to support them in their daily activities at home, in their activities at work, in their activities at any place. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that let none of these mothers ever cry out any longer because of their sons and daughters. Let none of these mothers ever worry how they are going to make their sons and daughters obey and succumb to the things that will help them grow well in your sight. But we cry, oh God, that send angelic hosts to correct and direct the path of these children to the place of divine safety, to the place of divine alignment, to the place of divine excellence. Those who are believing you that their sons and daughters will get breakthroughs financially with the issues of job, today I stand in the name of Jesus Christ. If Jesus will say that his mother should not be alone, we pray, Mahatu Makada, Laprato Sabrandi, that put the joy of making the children successful in the heart of these mothers, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let every one of them stand and say that indeed, by you, we have seen victory. Shadamuro Sabrandi, Rakabato Masuneyandi, Rakabato Mosaba, Ratolo Broska Brandiata, Asikana Mosoro Osoria, Ahantala Broske Bondi Apaya, Mentolo Broska Brandiata, Fondi Amosuni Andi Akara, Ahanzani Antala Brasuriata, Asadomo Shadayalia, Rakaboska Brandiata, Imbraso Brondi Akaro, Asipande Atea do Sabra, Lebros Casando Omosaba, Remember these mothers, we pray. Remember these mothers, I pray. Remember them, O God,
Sagadu,
in the name of
Sagadu,
Jesus Christ. Some of them are grieving, some of them are in tears privately. Some of them don't know how, and they are crying. Some of them are crying for their sons. Some of them they are crying for their daughters, and they are believing you, oh God. Their daughters will get a good husband, and their sons will get a good marriage in a good home. Today we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Let all these happen, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, for our spirit rejoices in God and our salvation in our Savior, for she has taken away our shame. And so today we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that may the Lord be rejoicing over us and over all mothers on the platform. That anyone that desires to see the breakthroughs of their children, may it come to pass without fail. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 O Shada Brasa de Bokaba.
Barcelona.
The Bible says that the fourth place that Jesus Christ spoke after committing the mother into the hands of the disciples, because he trained them for three years. And so it wasn't a place of thinking that it was a wasted journey. Hallelujah. And so the Bible says that after knowing that he has done his homework on earth here well, now he was dealing with the Father and said, my God, why have you forsaken me? It's one of the questions someone would say it's a rhetorical question, or it's a question that has got no answer. And yet there is a place for us to ask some of those questions. Hallelujah. And about the ninth hour, the Bible says that he cried out with a loud voice and said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Hallelujah. That's my God, why have you forsaken me? This scripture or this statement fulfilled Psalm 22 verse 1. Psalm 22 verse 1. This statement fulfilled that Psalms. And I want us to believe God. Hallelujah. That any place that we feel that we are no longer in touch with the Father, may he reconnect us by his mercies. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There are places we can get back on track again. Sometimes you are crying out and you feel that God is far away. Hallelujah. I don't know how many of you have experienced that before.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I was dealing with a situation no long ago, and the person was telling me that, man of God, the more I pray, the more the situation gets worse. And I understood that what the person was going through, because I've been there before. And then one question came to my mind and said, why should I even bother to pray? If the situation is getting worse, why should I pray? Hallelujah. And then the Spirit ignited me and said that if I prayed and it proved that now the matter is getting worse, that it means that my prayer is making an effect somewhere in the spirit that I have no clue about. That is why the enemy has intensified his activities and his actions against me.
Amen.
So when the Spirit of God spoke that to my heart, I say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for letting me know that the 6 hour, I can keep on pushing. Hallelujah. I can keep on pushing the 9th hour. Though everything is dark and gloomy and there is no sense of hope and purpose anywhere, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that I will not lose my hope in prayer. I will not lose my confidence.
Amen.
I will continue to hold on to the Lord God without unchanging hands. Let heaven fail me, knowing that I held on to the last minute, and yet heaven decided not to come.
Yes.
And let it be a proof in heaven also that I did not give up to prayer. I did not give up on the confidence in my God. And I kept on holding on to him.
Amen.
And he healed me. Let this be a record between me and heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm recovering from COVID. You know, that's what my throat is all messing about. But the Lord has given me life and strength. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
And these are the cry of the Son. He was sent. Listen, in Revelation chapter 5 and chapter 5 verse 8, thereabout, or chapter 3 verse 8, the Bible says that he was the only Lamb of God who deserved to go before the Father to receive the throne and the scroll on the throne. And here he had to act the thing physically. And acting it physically was not something of a light value. And he got to a point where he was looking for the support of the one that sent him. Hallelujah. That is one thing we can get, we can cry out for. At least all that I need is your support as a husband or support as a wife. But no, there was silence everywhere. And so he had to endure the cross. The Bible said that the Father turned his back on him. The day God turned his face away from prayer was that day. The Bible says that he's a prayer answering God, and unto him all prayers shall come. Psalm 65 or so thereabout. And this time around, prayer was going on, and yet the Father turned his back to prayer. Why? Because darkness had surrounded his son, and the demons and principalities were celebrating, you know, but they forgot that Sunday was coming. Hallelujah. It may be Friday. I heard this thing online few days ago, and I loved it. Hallelujah. So today is Friday. But remember, Sunday is coming. Yes. You can
Amen.
have all the nails and
Amen.
pierce my hands and
Yes.
put the thorn on my head. But remember that Sunday is coming. You can prepare a tomb for me to go and
Yes.
put me in there and shut the tomb and put soldiers at the entrance with a heavy rock so that I don't have the access of coming out. But you can't shut me out forever because Sunday is coming. Hallelujah. And so the master, the Bible said that place,
Amen.
he began to cry out and say, Lord, my Father, why have you forsaken me? Why are you far away from me? Hallelujah. And so he began to cry out and say, my God, why have you forsaken me? If God will forsake his son, then it was a serious matter. Tonight, we are praying that, Father, forsake us not. Don't forsake me. That's one of our cries. Hallelujah. Don't forsake me. No matter where I stand and no matter where I go, please, Lord, do not forsake me. Hallelujah. Don't
Amen.
forsake me in the name of Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 15, verse 20, verse 34 have this account there. Matthew 27, verse 46 has got this account there. And let's cry out unto the Father and say, Father, please do not forsake us. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice with me. Yeah, let's pray.
Yes, sir.
Father, don't forsake
Father,
us,
Lord,
God,
please
in the name of
do
Jesus
not
Christ.
forsake us.
Hands on the Akakama,
Both
so the Apara,
our hands at
hands on
this
the
table.
Cabra, so the Abama, a hand Tololobos, Talabramosanda, a hands on the Anana, Antodia Basodia, Sadia Carada, a hand Talabrabosabrandiara, a hand Telebiava Basodia Basadia, a hands on the Akrandolobros Cabrandia Parada, a great God. Do not forsake us, O Father, in the name of Jesus. Do not forsake us, we pray. Do not forsake us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask as a family in the name of Jesus, don't forsake us, O God, in our pursuit for your kingdom, in our pursuit for freedom, in our pursuit for opportunities, in our pursuit for financial breakthroughs. Do not forsake us, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray thee, O God, that hide us in your shadow and in your wings again. We pray that do not turn your back on us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear our cry, O Father, in the name of Jesus, and don't forsake us as a church. Don't forsake us, O God, in our growth, for don't forsake us in our establishment. Don't forsake us in our regulations. Don't forsake us in the things that will help us to help others. Don't forsake us in our financial breakthroughs. I pray thee, O God, don't forsake us in the name of Jesus Christ, but draw us closer to yourself, that by grace we might do what is pleasing to your sight. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Number five. And the Bible said, after this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, he said, for the scripture to be fulfilled, he says, attest. Psalm 22, verse 15 says so. Psalm 22, verse 15 said, Lord, attest. I'm thirsty. Hallelujah. How many of you are thirsty? Amen. I have some concoction here. You can have some for free. Hallelujah. Yeah. And one of the things that hurt most is the hang is a test. Hunger, others can sustain it for a couple of days. But when it comes to test, it's very difficult to go a couple of days without water. It's very, very difficult. Hallelujah. I remember when I was a young man in school, in primary school in my village, I was so thirsty because the school was in a on the northern part of the town, and we went up there to school in the Methodist school, and then coming back home, there was no water anywhere. But sometimes you get to other people's house, and those times there was no place to think of hot water bottle or going to school with your own water bottle. The bottles that I knew was calabash bottles. Those of you who know what calabash bottles are, you know, the big sizes of calabash, you know, that one, that was what we used to do use as bottles. We used to use that to go to farm and carry water and all those kind of things. Yeah, and all these things, test was so severe, was so, there was no water there. So one afternoon when we finished school, I was so thirsty, I had to run all the way home. Our house is in the, on the opposite side of the school, very far away. So I had to run all the way home to get water. And when I got access to water, it wasn't a clean water. I just gobbled some and I began to drink it. How many of you have been choked by water before? I almost died on just gobbling water because I was thirsty. I want to drink as fast as possible. And it choked me. I almost passed away. I literally passed out, you know. And we want to pray that any kind of test in us, by the grace of God, may the Lord quench our thirst for us. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord quench
Amen.
Our thirst.
Amen.
Because he had been drained. He had been dehydrated. The whip and the lashes, the Bible says that the blood and the sweat that came out of his pores was a loss. And so he must have felt as if that the whole of his body was burning and he needed water to quench for his thirst. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the Lord will help us, that anyone that is thirsty in the spirit, the Lord who is the one that sustains the ability to quench our thirst, may he quench every thirst that is in us in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that is thirsty for anything, you know, there is hunger for things, you know, but that when you are suffering from the edge of thirst, it's a very difficult stuff. Hallelujah. Yes. I want us to pray and say, Amen. Father, help me in the name of Jesus Christ. Help me anywhere that I'm thirsty. I pray that I quench my thirst in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray. Let's pray and ask him to quench our thirst, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, today we pray together as a family that you will have mercy upon us, that anywhere we test, oh God, by your grace, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you can quench our thirst for us. We test for your righteousness, oh God. We test for peace. We test for financial freedom. We test for establishment in the places that will benefit us. We test for your breakthroughs, oh God, for breakthroughs from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, you will help us and to be able to walk in the place. Andora braska from sani, va toro broska vrasia. Shandoka basune makama ratere broska vrondi aparadua avikon zamatu aparia kasia avipratos kapandiata azapiria proska vrondia ahanzunia na makabia baba suria ahantolo bo shabante akratos bendala losa keyalala aziprandi ates kazi barura abiandi akarada suratia. Quench our test, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for we test, oh God. We test for righteousness, oh God. When suffering takes one to the edge, we will only ask for help in the name of Jesus Christ, because at this point there was so much suffering, and many are suffering also at the point of death. Some of them, they don't know what to do. Some of them are confused. Lord, quench our thirst tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Quench our thirst, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, quench our thirst, O God. By the power of Jesus' name, we declare that let every thirsty soul be satisfied today with the abundance of the resources of heaven. Let every hunger and thirst that you have had in you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, may we be satisfied. And I pray for you tonight. I pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May no one give you vinegar in place of water. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May nobody give you a bitter water that can bring you to your death early in place of water. I prophesy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that may nobody change the order of the desire of your heart and the expectations of your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That which will lead you to your place of fulfillment, I declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that may the Lord provide for you and provide that specifically for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says that when Jesus Christ had received the wine, the sour, the bitter wine, he had to declare the sixth one, because the sixth one also confirms something. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want us to stand in and pray that, Father, in the name of Jesus, let me not receive any bitter wine in place of the test of my heart, the things that I'm believing you for. Hallelujah. In Isaiah, and I think in Jeremiah also, Jeremiah, he said that we waited for peace and trouble came. Mm-hmm. And harvest, and nothing showed up. Hallelujah. Yeah. And tonight, I believe that the Lord is prepared to give us what we are believing him for. But the enemy may come and disturb our peace with counterfeits. He can do that. And he has done that many times. Tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for the original, oh God. I declare over everybody's life that when suffering takes us to the edge, may the Lord provide us with the substance of hope that can keep us away from dying. The thing that can satisfy us in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may he provide the needs of our life and satisfy us with what we need and not what the enemy thinks that he can give to us. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And the last one, he said, it is finished. Oh, no, the last one, number six. He says, it is finished. It is finished. That was a statement to speak to us that it is finished. What was finished? That is the place of the full course of his obedience. He completed his obedience, and therefore he had the power over obedience. And so he can command. He could command. He had the decisive ability over battle of all the pain and the sufferings that he went through, and was able to defeat his enemies and all the accusations and everything. He said he's finished. He has completed his work and all the things that he had to atone for. And so he was capable of shouting out, saying that it is finished. Hallelujah. And so I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that may the Lord give us the ability to finish well in every project that we take up on, with every responsibilities on our lives. We declare in the name of Jesus Christ, may the finishing grace that was on our Lord Jesus Christ to endure to the end, may it come upon us that we may endure to the end. Hallelujah. All our progress, amen. Our progress, sisters and brothers on the platform doing any project that is becoming difficult, and some of you trying to give up and want to throw in the towel. Today, I want to tell you, by the grace of God, Jesus said it is finished. Why? Because he endured to the end. And the Bible says that the same that shall endure to the end, that shall be saved. Amen. And tonight, I pray for the finishing grace upon us as a family in the name of Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ could finish, we receive the same grace to finish, to accomplish whatever we put upon our lives to do, any project we want to achieve, any mark we want to go, any steps we want to take, any project, whether it's fasting, whether it's prayer, it's studying of the word, whether it's giving ourselves to the kingdom's activity, whether it's supporting the work of God, whether it's supporting our family, our loved ones, whether it's supporting ourselves, building career, building schools, whether doing whatever it is that we want to do. Today, may the grace of the finishing ability come upon us and our children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the finishing grace rest upon our lives, rest upon our children, rest upon our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the finishing abilities of our God take charge over our bloodline, take charge over our lifeline, take charge over our homes, take charge over our abilities. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will finish well. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will finish well. Every project we have desired to do, any activity we want to take upon, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Attain we shall complete it. Every journey we shall finish the course. Every business shall be complete. Every decision we take, we will see it through. Any battle we are standing in, we will finish the fight and we will win the war and we will win the battle in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any condition that we are in, we will cross the finishing line in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We will not finish, we will not stand in a halfway and say, had I wish, if I had more strength, may the strength of the Lord come upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Asando le kabusha dusia, rapala broska vandia, abei zataria ko, lanturo broska vandia, ahantala basidia. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall finish well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will not leave anything behind. In the mighty name of Jesus, our assignment shall come to an end well. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. And the last one, the seventh word that he spoke out on the cross is this. That was his last. He said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. He would not allow his spirit to be wandering around anywhere, as we see it happening in our day and in our dispensation, that we see a man dead and yet he appears himself to others and demons take the form of his body and all that to do all kinds of crazy stuff because his spirit is still roaming about. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, Jesus knew where to commit his spirit. And so the spirit giver was the one that he gave the spirit back to. So you gave it to me to work it out on earth here, and I finished the race, I finished the course. So now the glory, I'm giving it back to you, that is the spirit. So take your spirit. So he says that, Father, in thy hands I commit my spirit. Hallelujah. And having said this, the Bible says in Luke chapter 23, verse 46, having said this, he breathed his last breath, and that was the end of him. And this fulfills Psalm 31, verse 5, for us to know that Jesus Christ will not die anyhow, but rather will allow the Father to take charge over the remnants of his spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want us to pray in the mighty name of Jesus that by the grace of God, the spirit giver, may he take delight in our spirit also. Hallelujah. May the Lord take delight in our spirit. May he take concern and interest in our soul. And may he be also be mindful of our body. Hallelujah. May he take delight in our spirit, concern in our soul, and be mindful of our body. We are praying that, Father, in your hands we commit our spirit every day, every time, wherever we are. Lord, take delight in our spirit. May we walk the walk that is pleasing to you. May we do the things that will help you to be celebrating in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And from that point, Bob said that he gave up. Let's pray. Let's pray that, Father, you will help us in the name of Jesus. Spirit of God, together as a family, we call upon you, the Lord. Lord, take delight in the spirit that you gave us. In the name of Jesus Christ, the spirit you gave us, you are the giver of spirit. You are the one, the father of spirit. And so your word says that those who serve you and worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. And so we pray in the name of Jesus Christ as a family together and all those across board, wherever anyone is. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, take interest on our spirits and in our spirit, oh God, and delight yourself in our souls. And have mercy on our bodies, oh God. Amen. Help us to walk the walk that will be pleasing to your sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May you, oh God, speak on our lives and make sure that we can walk with you every day with our spirits, souls, and bodies. This we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Right. So that your name may be
Amen.
glorified. Your name may be glorified. In the
Jesus'
mighty name of
name.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Wosondaya.
Amen. Tabaluka
Asurobra
tabasuna.
Savonia Karado. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray today that may your spirit respond to the spirit of God. I pray from today, may you hear the whisper of the spirit of God. I pray that may your spirit never be troubled by any form of darkness anymore. I pray from today in the name of Jesus Christ, may your spirit have communion with the Holy Spirit of God. May your spirit be full of the power of the Holy Spirit of God and do what is pleasing to the Master every day, every time of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, we thank you, O Lord. We honor you for tonight. We bless you for the privileges that you have awarded us to be time with the Lord Jesus Christ, even to walk through the seven statements that he made on the cross, the last 6 hours of his life, with the seven statements that he made on the cross. And we have stood in there with prayer on that. And we thank you, O God, for hearing us tonight. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I want us to take communion as a family. I want us to take communion as a family. Hallelujah. But before we take that, is Auntie Amelia on the platform? If she's not on,
yes,
can somebody stand in there for us, Mrs. Ajayi? If she's not on the platform, can you stand in there for us, for her?
I'm here. Hello, sorry, can you hear me?
Oh, you are there. Okay.
Yes, please.
Please, Auntie Amelia. No, Auntie Emily. I'm talking.
Oh,
about
sorry,
Auntie
sorry,
Amelia,
sorry,
Amelia
sorry.
In Ghana, our first minister. Please, can you put your hands on your belly, please? Can we all stretch our hands and pray?
Okay.
Stretch your hands on the screen and whilst we are praying for her. In the name of Jesus Christ. If there is any pregnant woman on the platform too, please, you can do so. If anybody has taken a seed or taken his privilege of carrying a new life in your body, please put your hands on your body, on your belly, on your tummy. Let's pray. Hallelujah. That is the house of the baby for now. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's release the glory of God to cover you and to cover all pregnant women on the platform in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the house that you have, yes, baby that is going to be born. We thank you for the career woman who is carrying the baby in her womb. We pray, oh God, this day that let your hand be upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask, let your hand, O God, be upon them now. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody, please pray. Open up your mouth and pray with me for her. In the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone that is on the platform that is pregnant. In the name of Jesus Christ. Libria parada bros savron de sados. Indolo katusuli antolo bras sabiata. Libria parada bros sabran de aso. Let the peace of God surround you now. Let the hand of God rest upon you. Let the angels of God cover you. May they shield your going out and your coming in. May they protect the baby in the womb. Let any storm that surrounds your life never have any single effect on this baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord secure your life. May the Lord secure your life. May the Lord secure your health. May the Lord secure your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may the joy of the Lord surround you. May the peace of God build upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray prophetically over your life, and we are declaring that everything will be well for you. You shall give birth in peace. You shall give birth at the right time. The baby is well positioned to come. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come against every complications. We come against negligence. We bind the forces of darkness and the attacks and their demand for life. We wrestle against them now, and we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. Any foul spirit, any familiar spirit, any monitoring spirit to affect their lives of these pregnant ladies, we bind those spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. We command them to be bound. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, we release the glory of God to sustain their life. We release the mercy of God to sustain their life. We release the love of God to sustain their life. We release the power of God to sustain their life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we overrule the works of wickedness. We overrule the work of negligence. We overrule the work of mistakes. We overrule demonic agendas. Because that is not of God. We overrule it in the name of Jesus. We bind it now. We command that to be bound. 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 Be whatever is not of God, we don't permit it. In the name of Jesus Christ, from today, we call the angels of heaven, the hosts of heaven, to surround you every day. In the name of Jesus Christ, and give you a peaceful delivery by the power of Jesus' name, an easy delivery.
Amen.
The power of Jesus' name. Anyone that is pregnant on this platform, I send the angels of God to surround you. I send the angels of God to surround you. Please put your hands on your belly. If your husbands are there, please let them put your hands on your belly. I'm begging you, please. Let's do this. It's important. I can't say so many stuff. Let's pray the prayer. It will work. In the name of Jesus Christ, we demand the hosts of heaven to surround you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the hands that are placed on your belly, we turn them into the hand of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. To preserve your life, amen. To preserve the life of the baby, amen. To preserve your tomorrow, amen. To preserve everything that you're going through, amen. In the name of Jesus, the amen. Day of delivery, the day of labor, in the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you, in the mighty name of Jesus, you shall obtain the strength of the Lord, the angels of God will be there to deliver, to help you deliver easily and quickly, in the name of Jesus, there shall be no complications, there shall be no cutters. There shall be no amen. Worry. There shall be no anxiety. We bind the works of darkness. We bind any demonic manifestation. We declare that the hand of God is at work. We go ahead of you from today. We walk ahead of you with the words of our lips in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that it is well with you. It is well with the baby. It is well with the time of delivery. It is well with the moment of delivery. It is well with the place of delivery. It is well with the environment of delivery. It is well with you, with the people standing with you in delivery, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bless you and bless you well. We bless you in the name of the Father. We bless you in the name of the Son. We bless you in the name of the Holy Spirit. This is our cry, and this is our expectation in the Lord, that it shall go well with you, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. It is well amen. With you, my dear.
Amen.
And all the ladies amen. Who are expecting
amen.
Mothers, it is well amen. With you and your husbands. It is well with you and with your businesses. It's well with you and your children that are there already, or you don't have them. It is well with you and anyone that is with you. I pray that it is well with all of you. In the amen. Mighty name of the Lord Jesus amen. Christ, amen. It is well with you. Amen. The hosts amen. Of heaven is surrounding you. The presence yeah. of the living Christ is with yeah. you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. We are all with you. Hallelujah. Wherever you are from today, from now, this moment, in the name of Jesus Christ, every burden you are carrying, let this platform also speak for you. Every prayer we have prayed all over till today, I pray that let it be summoned together as a blessing to cover amen. You and shield you
amen.
As an aura wherever you go, that no weapon formed against you shall stand, and anyone that will stretch their evil hand against you, in the name of Jesus Christ, may that hand wither instantly amen. Right in front of amen. Your face, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anyone
amen. Who
lifts up negative hands against you wherever and anywhere you stand,
In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord bring those hands down instantly, cause them to lose power.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, any eye that look at you with negative effect to seek for negative things to happen to you, in the name of Jesus Christ, may they lose the ability to use their eyes, whether it's a spiritual or physical. May they lose the ability to even see with their eyes any longer. In Jesus' mighty name. Anyone that speaks of any evil against your pregnancy, today I stand with you by the voice of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that the mouth that spoke those negative pregnancies, I declare that let it cleave to the roof of their mouth. Let their tongue cleave to the roof of their mouth and let their words backfire in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You are blessed.
Amen.
Because you came on this platform, you are blessed on everywhere. Yes. Wherever you stand, we say we bless you. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We bless you with resources. I pray that you never ever use your money to buy anything in terms of the child's stuff. May the Lord send help from everywhere across the world in the name of Jesus Christ to sustain your children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Zaturu broskevriya paradosa brandi uakadus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord put the responsibility of your delivery and your child care and everything on the world, and may they come in to bless and support you. Let the angels of God send them to send resources all over the world to be at your peace wherever you are, in the name of Jesus Christ. What I mean is that you will never lack, because the child that you are carrying, everyone, babies that you are carrying are blessed children. So you will never lack any good thing.
I'm
saying, by the grace of God, these babies coming into the family, they are coming with light. If I'm talking about the light of God, you'll be shocked to understand the full meaning of what I'm seeing, because within the light that I'm seeing, everything is there.
Amen. Thank you.
Everything is there. If it is money, I see it like in bundles, and like some also loosed out sitting on the floor. If it is food, I see it lying down everywhere. If it is joy, I see it celebrated like a celebratory thing all over the place. Hallelujah. I see it happening in life. The Lord is bringing the resources of heaven to make sure that you never go broke by His grace. In the name of Jesus. If the things are not there, point your hand on the child and say, Father, remember this child. And therefore, we need this thing to help the child to grow. Whether it's a car you need, whether it's money you need, whether it's a house you need, put your hands on the child and call on God, because it's there. It is there for the child. Hallelujah. Everything is there for these babies coming. They are not coming to put burdens on you. No. They are coming to bring you elevation and joy in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 I almost forgot about the communion. Hallelujah. Yeah, today is a good Friday. Let's celebrate the Lord. Let's celebrate the work on the cross of Calvary. Let's celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That someone who is sinless and yet will carry upon him sin, so that I shall be considered sinless. This work is very powerful. That is what makes me want to serve Jesus Christ. And I will serve him with all my life, because he is the only leader in any religion in the world that sacrificed his life for his followers. No religion in the world has ever done this. And this alone, if this is the only premise on which we used to see that there's a religious leader who wants to kill himself for his people, it gives me a good 100% to serve Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he was about to do all these things, he used this element as a sign to help us to be able to connect with him and to finish the work that he came on the cross on earth here to do. So please, I want us to respect and value what he said. So we should do this very often in remembrance of him. And today, being the crucifixion day, that they are whipping him up and killing him and all that, we want to believe in the name of Jesus Christ that, Father, we are remembering what you said we should do in the name of Jesus. He said that we should take his body. He says that we should drink his blood And we should do this in remembrance of him today. Any element that is in your hands, whatever it is, whether it's bread and water, whether it's whatever product that you have taken in your hands as a sign of respect and value to the Father, today I stand with you in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare them into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ and into his blood in the mighty name of Jesus. I change the element into the element of what Jesus expects us to have. And therefore, I pray that whatever the body will be doing in our bodies, let it bring victory to us in the name of Jesus. And anything that the blood does in our bodies, let the blood of Jesus Christ work in us miraculously. Heal our sins, forgive our sins, heal our diseases, and set us free and make us whole in his sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, O God, for this emblem. We thank you, O God, for your body. We thank you for your blood. For us to be forgiven, for us to be made whole, for us to be accepted, even in the beloved. May your name be praised forever. We respect and value it. And today, we are remembering and we are reminding you of it. And we are bringing these things as a memory into our hearts. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Family, the body of Christ, the bread.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ. Body of Christ.
And family, the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Sadu Krande Sarana. Ikarara Brasso de Yatodasi. Father, thank you for your blood.
Amen.
Thank you for your body, O Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your blood in us. Thank you for your blood. Thank you, O Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May your name be praised forever.
Amen.